This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive decision for the second time? Not hearing any. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matters. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive decisions for a third time? Not hearing any. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here, must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, everybody, this is the Union State meeting, April 18th, 2026. And do we have, I don't see Keith. Okay. This meeting is going to be kind of not informal, whatever. I'm going to go over a bunch of stuff that we're to basically talk about where are we going as an assembly and what are we working on. And, you know, because we hear a bunch of stuff about different things, and we need to be focused on actually getting the assembly up and running and getting the people doing what they need to be doing, right? Hang on a second here. So, you know, with that said, we have a lot to work on, and we got a lot of different areas. We got to get all of our documents created and, you know, verified and voted on, that kind of stuff, you know, so that we have a standing on what it is that we really are doing and not doing. So the documents I gave you, like the ones for the elections, the decorum, the jural assembly, different ones like that, we need to go through those documents and make sure that they're done correct. Our court procedures, which we had an in-person meeting, we went over that. There's some changes that need to be on that one. But again, we need to get it back out to everybody and, you know, let everybody read it again. I'll put it back on the, you know, in the file server. I'm going to share my screen here. Let me go to, you guys can see my screen. There's the file server basically is US downloads. Dot the Nevada Union State gov.land. And this is where all the stuff is. I put in as calls in here so everybody can see those. But the Union State meetings are these, and then it's whatever date. I haven't put anything for today because today is just going to be talking. I will show some things. I've had people ask me about being able to listen to Anna or some of the things are going on. One of the places, the websites, if we have new people, whatever, send them to this tasa.americanstatenationals.org. This is where there's a lot of information about who we are, what we're doing. So this is one of your bookmarks that you should have that you can send people to, and there's a lot of information on there about who we are, what we're doing, and where we're going. The de facto is starting to fall apart. We were notified on Thursday that I think it was 64 or 50, I don't remember, it was over 50 banks closed down on Thursday. And I did some research and found out it was over 1,000 banks have actually closed their doors. And that's part of the, the money just crushing, falling apart. And the banks just don't have the money, so they're closing. When all that starts happening, eventually when we get our money or whatever, then that's going to probably be the money because, the FRNs and the U.S. dollar, whatever, is going to get, crushed on what's going on. So anyway, this is one website you can go to. The other one for the Thursday night webinar calls for Anna is on this one. It's called Mop and Bucket. It's on Rumble. You can see this was last Thursday, was April 16th. She talked a little bit about the bank and stuff on that one and about the other banks closing and that kind of stuff. So if you have time, you go through these and listen. These are every one of her Thursday calls. You can see there's plenty of, deals. So you can watch old ones too if you want. It's a good place to get information and understand what Anna's talking about. Now, with that said, on this one here, today, early in the morning, I don't know if you guys know who Paul Sturman is, but he's one of the ones that it sends out all of Anna's articles. His website went down last night sometime, and he got it back up this morning. And Anna's website is down right now. I actually texted her, talked to her. She said that they shut it down internally. So if you went to the Anna Barden's right, you'll see that it's gone. It's down. Her emails, all that are down. She said they did it internally. It's not something that somebody else did, so just everybody knows that it's down for now, for today or whatever. I don't know when it's going to come up. She didn't give me a time I asked her. So that's one place is the AnnaVonWrites.com website is where all the articles are at, and you can read those. But as soon as she gets it back up and running, then that website will be up. Till then, you have, our website, you have the Mop and Bucket and the TASA website that you can get information. Does anybody have any questions about where this information is or what they need to see in it? Okay. So just know that this is where we get a lot of our information also from Anna because she puts it in these different websites. With that said, I'm going to move on to the next piece, which is about the LRO. Now let everybody know the LRO is up and running. The Nevada LRO is up and running and working. This is the website. It's lro.thenevadaunionstategov.land. And what we need everybody to do is if you want to be on this LRO is to come in here and click on create your member account. It will come to the screen here. You'll have to put in, create a username that you're going to use, your email, because it's going to email you this link, and a password. I'm going to do a bogus one right now. And see if I can pick an email that hasn't been used. and then you would submit this. What it's going to do is going to tell you here, I don't want to say that. It'll tell you here, check your email to activate your account. Now, what it did is it actually sent me an email. Let's see if I'll go to there. So you can see what it looks like. Okay, did I not key it right? Sometimes it takes a minute for the email to get to you. Yeah, let me go look at something real quick. Make sure I put in the right email. Oh, I didn't. Sorry about that. So let's do that again. Okay, there we go. Make sure that was right. Not here. Hang on here. He didn't like it because I used the same username. It's going to give me problems. On here. Okay, that time it worked. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you. This is the email that you'll get. It says the Union State Voting System, I need to change that to say LRO. It shows you this email right here. What you'll do is to activate this account, you click on this activate. So as soon as you click on that, you're going to get this screen here. And this is the only time that you'll be able to put in your name and all that kind of stuff. So you want to put in your name. Your birthday. Where you were born. I was born in California, so you put Californian. Put in a phone number. And then that's your email. And if you want to be emailed or not, you check this. Where you're staying now should be Nevada and Clark County. And then you do save it. Oh, I did the phone number wrong. It will tell you if you key something wrong on the screen. So you save it. And it takes you back to here. Now if I go into the member login and I put in that username, I think that's what I called it. There you go. You would be able to log into your account. And then basically you'll see this is the information that I keyed in. So once you get to that point where you're able to log into your account, whatever, then you would let us, the recording secretaries, know, and they can start uploading your current papers. Now, if you're actually really a new person and you want to do your papers for the first time, I don't know, Aaron, is for the people who are doing it for the first time, you know what the cost or what it's going to, we need to charge them? Because I know we got to charge for paperwork, you know, the paper and ink and all that kind of stuff. So, Aaron, you want to say something?
Yeah, it's going to depend. If board of recording secretaries do it, then, you know, if they're doing all this stuff, we usually do between 80 and 100, depending. And so they're doing it themselves. They're doing all, get all the paperwork done themselves. They just come to us just to sign it, and it's just $25.
Okay. And we'll get to a little bit of that other stuff. But anyway, anybody that wants to be on the new LRO here, just make sure that your email is correct and all that. If it's not, let us know, and we can remove the account and you can try it again. But just verify that stuff and then put in your information so we know who you are, and then you would email one of the recording.secretaries at the Nevada Union State gov.land. So you would email them there. All of the recording secretaries would get that, and one of them will pick it up and try to get your paperwork on the stop. Now, I'm not sure, Aaron, what are we going to do? Because I know you have most of people's paper, and I know Michelle has some of the other ones that we can actually upload on here.
Yeah, so we just got to spend some time just uploading them. So, yeah, basically everyone I have on my file will need to be uploaded from me, I guess, and then same with Michelle. So,
okay.
Ones we didn't have, we can either reach out to them and ask for it, or we could just go on to the other one and download and then upload it that way, which should take a lot longer. But I think Michelle would have all of them, because anything I don't have, I mean,
I have the ones that Craig did. I have most of those.
Yeah, so then that's okay. So, then you should be fine to have all that to upload straight from the server. So
right.
It's all there. Yeah, between us, between basically the two of us, we'd have everything.
Okay. Who is going to be the recording secretaries on this system? You have a list right now?
Well, probably it'd be Tamara and Dakota and Michelle, and then I guess anyone else would like to. I mean, Fitu could too, and Ray as well. Yeah, I mean, as far as everyone who's basically I've worked with over the time could be good and transferring all this. This is data entry. It's just click and play. So here's the name, and just drag it across. So it, you know, so we get everyone on that. It'd be pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's basically anybody that wants to be a recording secretary needs to get in contact with Aaron, go through the classes. James, you had your hand up. Did you want to say something? We can't hear you. I don't see no mic either. We're not hearing you, James. I know, I think it was James that he actually already tested it and it was working for him. So I remember, let me look in the list. I'm pretty sure it was. So, Aaron, did you want me to talk about what we're doing tomorrow or not?
Yeah, you can, Rocky, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, we're just, you know, this is training for, I guess, lead secretaries so they can then train the next one. So the more people who understand this, the better. Again, it's, you know, the more recording sector is, the better, because we can get to a point where everyone is going to need to know how this works so that we can help other people come in, because it can't just be between one or two of us. It has to be more. And so, you know, so we can spread the workload, because, you know, as you've seen through Rocky and everyone else doing lots work, the more hands help, the better, and especially when we're moving forward. So don't be shy. So definitely, Rocky, spread the word.
Okay, yeah. So the current recording secretaries that Aaron just named, so Tamara, V2, Ray, Dakota, and myself, you know, for now, unless we get whatever. Anyway, I'm meeting with Aaron at his house at 11 tomorrow. You guys can contact Aaron, whatever. And we're going to go over a training with the LRO, what's there. Also helping him install the new Infinity, because I redid all the documents in the new Infinity. And those are all working. Basically, it's the 928s and the marriage certificate and the baby deeds are all done. So that's what we're going to go training over, and how to do that, how to get the documents, and how to print them out. So, again, like Aaron said, the recording secretaries are actually going to set the fees for what's going to be charged. If you do your paperwork yourself, whatever, and you just want us to, or if you already got your paperwork, you want us to put them out there, it's, you know, 25. If you've already are on the current LRO, you know, the Federation one, and we have those documents, and you create your account, we'll start uploading those, you know, as we got time, you know, because remember, we're all volunteers here. So as we have time, we'll put your papers up on this one. As far as I know, everything is working on it right now. You know, if you go to verify, put in some names, you'll see I'm on there. There's different people. You can see my stuff. You can look at my documents. So all of it's working right now. Okay. And else we run into some problems or whatever, you know, basically email me, you know, coordinator@thenevadaunionstategov.land, and I'll get it fixed as fast as possible. I've been, you know, making major strides in the last 2 weeks, and Aaron can actually tell you that, because he's seen a lot of changes here. And Dakota and Tamara has been working with me to get this thing moving. Does anybody have any questions or anything about this current LRO? And James, can you talk or not? I'm going to mute you and unmute you and see if it... No? You're unmuted. Okay. Anybody has any questions or anything about the LRO? And I'll go on to a little, in case we have people in here that are not ASNs, I don't know at this time, but the LRO is how we correct our status, how we get, you know, put ourselves back on the land, and how we, you know, publish that into the public, that we are ASNs, and, you know, we have corrected our status as being a, you know, a national American. And this is one step to doing that. The next step would be that you would get involved in some committees or something to help the government, you know, build the government, you know, if you want to or not. You know, being a juror is another one. The deal is these are the process that we do, and if you go to those other websites, you'll get all the information on, you know, more details about the government and about what Anna's been doing. So Brian, did you want to say something? Okay. Anybody want to ask any questions or anything about where we're going with this right now? Okay, we got the next website I'm going to get 100% working is the voting website so that we could, you know, do our voting on that. You would have to have an account on this LRO to be able to vote with that system. Otherwise, you'd have to do a paper ballot. So saying that, Mark, do you have any updates on where the elections are and that kind of stuff? I don't see Robert in the meeting.
I do not have any updates. Robert did reach out to me today, but I was unable to take his call.
Okay. I know we're getting close to the end of the nomination phase, and we'll need to go to the next one will be the voting, and then we'll have to come up with the paper ballots and make sure this the voting website. The voting one is basically the same thing. If we take off the LRO and do voting, and that's the voting website. It, again, if you create an account here, it's the same as creating it on the LRO. And then you do your Nevada login, you know, to actually do the voting. So it's kind of working, not 100%, but that's the next thing I'll be working on after we do the training tomorrow with Aaron and the recording secretaries on starting to move to use this other system. The whole point of actually doing this, whatever, is we're having a big issue trying to get recording secretaries in the Federation one, and Nevada really needs to stand on its own and, you know, like record our own people and have our own systems. You know, we're working on the court one for the recording secretaries and that kind of stuff. And I mean, for the court, to do the courts. We already did a public one so that we can post all our public stuff in the public. Once we get stuff on there, whatever, we will actually write up a letter and send it to, you know, all the courts, the mayor, everybody of Nevada, letting them know our public site, you know, the sheriff's departments, all them, let them know that we're posting all our public notices in this place, right? So that way they know that we're here, we're government, we're up and working, and these are our places that we're doing things, right? That's part of us standing, is to let everybody know, and especially the de facto, who we are, where we're at, how can they contact us, where's our information, that kind of stuff. Any questions on any of that? Okay. Trying to think of what else that I wanted to talk about. This meeting was more of getting a training. Do we have anybody in the meeting right now that is new? I don't see anybody. Let's go on to Paul. Can you talk about what you're working on now?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
The public site is done for the most part. I think I just need to make some adjustments to that. Then we're also going to do the court records site, and so I'm working on setting that up right now. So that's pretty much the gist of what I'm working on.
Okay, so the public dot the Nevada. So this website is pretty much done?
For for the most part, there's based on like what we talked about, there's a few adjustments I need to make. So I still need to work on that.
Okay. And then you're on the court recorder is the where you're working now?
Yeah, that's I'm mainly working on that.
Okay. If anybody doesn't know, we have an IT committee. The IT committee is Paul Kam, me, and Mark Kincaid. So it's the three of us that are working on different things as far as websites and domains and that kind of stuff. So if you have any questions for anybody, you know, on the website or whatever, you can contact any one of us. We would be able to help you. Okay. As far as trying to think of Tamara, is there any other thing that we talked about that we need to talk about now? Can you unmute?
Here I am. Sorry, I had to unmute myself.
Okay.
No, I think we basically talked about everything, you know, just the importance that we have to stress is about standing, you know, our core system. So we really have to have people be part of it, and we have the committee start creating and finish the handbook. So that's our main thing that we were talking about and that has to get done.
Right. So those are our goals right now. And, you know, basically what our future is all about is actually, you know, getting all of our documents and getting our government and our courts up and running so that we can basically protect ourselves from the de facto people. I'm going to show you. This is the one that we need to actually go over. People need to read it, go through it. It needs some changes, some more samples and stuff. I haven't finished it, but we need people to go through that. And then the other one is this one here is our court process. We need to get these processes done. We need to go over this document. This is the one we did an in-person meeting on. I actually made some changes to it and fixed it a little bit. Again, I'll put it out on the file server for today, these documents. So you guys, please go through them. Look them over. If you see any, you know, things that need to be reworded different or the process done different, please go through them. And, you know, make any corrections, email them to me, you know, to coordinator at the Nevada Union State gov.land, so that we can make the changes and get them out. And then I'll email, you know, send an email out to everybody, letting them know. I will probably send an email out tomorrow with all these documents, you know, links to them, so that you guys can look at them and you'll don't have to go look around for them. Is there anything else tomorrow, or is that it? Or as you know.
That is it, sir. No, I'm here. That is it.
Okay. So anyway, now I'm opening the meeting up to the floor. I like to hear questions or any concerns that people have or what it is that they think we're doing or not doing or, you know, it's we need to get more and more people involved in and help in helping, you know, to actually complete this. So now is the time to speak up and let us know what it is that your concerns or whatever.
Rocky, this is Mark Labash. A couple of weeks ago, I think I had sent you a latest version of the court logo. Don't know if you'd showed it to anybody or if you saw the email that had the attachments. I was just curious if anyone's had any comments about it.
I don't remember the email. Can you email it to me again?
Yes, I'll search for it right now.
Yeah, because that's the other things that we get done is the court logos, the seals, and stuff that we're going to do, be, you know, to sign the documents and that kind of stuff. Yeah, so thanks, Mark, for working on that.
I also created a election committee logo just for the fun of it. It was kind of loosely based off of the court logo, but let me track down the email.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good, too. So that way we can put it on our ballots, you know, put our logo on that so we know where the ballots are coming from. Anybody else have anything to say? Or Mark, are you trying to email that to me now, or?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. I got to log into my Yahoo account, and I'll be able to track it down after that.
Oops. Hang on here. Head off the screen. Well, so everybody knows what they're doing or what help they're going to be putting in, or, you know, because the other things that we're going to need to eventually go over too is our lawful, you know, training on basically the courts, what it is that we're physically doing. That'll probably be the next meeting. We'll be going over, you know, our court steps and how we process, you know, different things. We need to get more and more people involved in learning. And if there's any training that people want or need or whatever, you know, let me know so I can get you the training. You know, and if not, we can actually create one of these meetings. It will be a training meeting on something. You know, that will be a good meeting too, is, you know, as we can, so everybody can learn what it is, you know, and different positions and what they're doing and, you know, basically how to do things. You know, it's like we run everything in our government in committees. And basically somebody, you know, we create a committee for something. It's like we have the election committee. People volunteer to go in. There's no voting on who comes in or not. The only voting on that is the chairperson of the committee. So anytime we have a committee, we would try to get at least 3 or 4 people in the committee to discuss whatever it is that we need in the assembly. One person out of those 3 or 4, or whoever it is, will stand up to be the chair, the person that will talk in these meetings. Because whatever they come up with, and they bring it to the General Assembly meetings like this and discuss what they found or what they think we should do or whatever, and it's then up to the people to decide how we really want to do something, you know, as far as how we're doing our elections. That's the ideal of, you know, the election handbook, right? Which is, yep, seeing this, not that one, which is this one here, right? So, you know, it's like each committee will then go through each one of their handbooks. You know, they'd create how they would do it. They're going to do things in the committee and whatever. And the people here would give them ideals on what it is that we want to do. And then that committee would then, you know, fix their documents and come up with procedures and stuff. And then we would vote on and say, yes, we all agree that's how we should do things. Right? So you got to remember, this government is the people. It's all of you. And, you know, you need to speak up and talk. Don't be shy. You know, the deal is if you don't say anything, whatever, and you don't like something, you know, it's because you didn't say something, we didn't change it or fix it or whatever. But it doesn't mean that we can't change it in the future either, because, you know, one of the sayings is anything done can be undone. right? So we could redo it. Okay. See if this works. This is which one is this one here for the court?
Yes, that's right. Still needs a little tweaking, but
what's that?
It still needs a little bit of tweaking, that's the general direction.
Hey, it sent me the same one twice, it looks like. No, so I'm doing it wrong.
There were some attachments, and then there was one in the body of the message. If you've seen this one before, that's...
They both look the same to me. Here, I'll do the second one that you sent me. You'll see what I'm looking at. See, they look the same to me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
No, actually, they're different. The Clark County Court is below the state, and the other one is kind of overlapping the bottom of the state of Nevada.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and there was the arcing of the text on the one on the left is different. They don't match, but the one on the right, they're mirrored, so they should be in line.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sorry, it's the designer in me.
Right. These are the one for the court, though.
Yes.
Not for the election.
I think that's correct. The election was on a piece of paper that I had.
Okay. We can look at that at another time.
Yep.
But... those, I mean, it's, if everybody likes them or whatever, I mean, anybody want to say anything about what they look like? Everybody agree with them? I mean, Mark has been doing some good graphic stuff for us, which is good. We need to take the talents from each person. And
you're not going to hurt my feelings if you guys don't like it.
Uh-huh. It looked like Jessica wanted to say something. Do you want to say something, Jessica?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just let us know. I mean, like Mark said, none of this is going to hurt our feelings. We don't know what we're really doing either, and we're trying to come up with stuff that, you know, that represents who we are, you know what I'm saying? So we need the input. You know, it's like if you agree with it, then I guess you could agree. If you don't, then say something, you know. And maybe we can make some changes to it. You know, more heads are better than one when it comes to ideals. Yeah, James is having audio difficulties. Yeah, we're having a hard time to... says, you guys reading the chat, says, having audio technical difficulties today, I'm willing to help with whatever needs to be done. Recording documents, my daughter, Alexis, will also be correcting her status. So good, we'll have two more people that'll join. We need to do a lot of outreach here and get more people involved. You know, because the more people that we get involved, the more people we have, you know, to be able to do things, right? So, unless anybody has any questions or wants to bring up something, whatever, that was basically what I wanted to talk about today. You know, and at that point, if anybody wants to adjourn the meeting, we can adjourn. And we'll pick up go ahead.
Rocky, Brian. This is Brian Worker. I just want to let Aaron know that I'll be to his home tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Sounds good, brother. See
you. You betcha. Thank you.
Same with me, Aaron.
More the merrier. Welcome, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically it's LRO training. We're going to go over documents, how to use Definity, how to install it, how it works with the LRO. So 11 o'clock tomorrow, Aaron's house. You'll have to talk to Aaron, whatever, and getting address and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you want to be involved and you want to help out, I mean, please, like Aaron said, the more people that we have recording, because when this breaks with a de facto and people realize that we are the government, we're going to get slammed, and we need as many people as we can to actually record stuff. So, you know, it's the help, any help that we can get, it'll be perfect.
Rocky, if you've got Affinity up and running, I just sent you the Affinity file for the election committee logo.
Okay. Let me download it then. Put it here for now.
This is something that'll be at the top of all of our election committee documents, letters, announcements, etc.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm loading it so people can actually see Affinity too. In Affinity, you guys, you can. It's not only like doing Word or documents like that. You can actually do, you know, didn't want to do that. Okay, that's election one. But you can see this is the new Affinity. It's free. You can download it for free. You just need to create an account on their site, and basically you can load it and use it. But you can see he's doing graphic stuff in here. Not only do graphics, you know, it's basically like Photoshop and Word and a bunch of stuff all mixed together. It's actually a really good tool. But yeah, I mean, that looks pretty good.
I think on this one, instead of one row of text at the bottom, I think I'm going to do two rows so that it'll say the Clark County above and then election committee underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what kind of symbol I can put in the state. Like we have the scales of justice on the first one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if there was some sort of election type of logo, I don't know if a ballot box is appropriate, but something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good. Yeah, if anybody comes up with any kind of graphics and wants to get it to Mark, you know, email them to me. I'll get them to Mark, and he can fix the stuff here. But again, tomorrow when we do the LRO stuff, we're going to be working with Affinity, which is what you're seeing on your screen now. Again, it can do a lot of stuff, and it's the reason why we picked it for, you know, to do all of our document stuff, because you can see you can do graphics and all kinds of stuff, and, you know, put stuff where you need it. You know, let's give you a little example. If you wanted to put text like what he was talking about. Oops. Okay, I didn't want to do that. I can get outside of your little thing here. Whoops.
That's okay. I've got a backup.
This is just, I won't save it. But basically, you just create a little box, and you just start typing in it. I mean, it's, and then even once you put it, if you want it in a certain place, you can just move it and say, I want it right there. So Affinity is easy to use. It just, you got to get some training, or you know, try to get through all the different stuff on it. But it's actually easy to use. So I would, you know, if you guys want to play with it, whatever, you know, especially with our all of our documents that we're doing for, you know, the elections, the decorum, all those kind of documents that we're creating, you know, for our government, you know, are going to be done in this. And if you want to help out, you know, Load Affinity, it works on a Mac, it works on a Windows machine. I think they have a tablet version. So, you know, if you want to help, I would get familiar with it and try to help. Any more questions, whatever? I'm going to stop sharing here so everybody can see everybody else. Other than that, I'm done with whatever agenda I had today. If everybody wants, we can adjourn now, or we got something else to talk about, we can keep talking.
I have nothing to add, Rocky.
Okay.
I love it.
So do I hear somebody make the motion to adjourn?
Yes, motion to adjourn.
Second it?
I second it.
I second.
Everybody say aye.
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 Okay, we'll see you guys next Saturday with an update and some maybe some training stuff. Shoot me some emails on ideals, and I'll try to get some training. But see you all next week. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thank you, Rocky.